Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Pesachim 84, talking about rest. Rav Ashi said in relation to the commandment against labor on Yom Tov, the verse, a solemn rest, Shabbason, of Yom Tov, where we see it in Vayikra, which is stated regarding Yom Tov, imparts a positive commandment and a say, for its implication is rest on that day. Thus, labor on Yom Tov is prohibited by both a positive and a negative commandment. And a single positive commandment, such as the mitzvah of burning Noser, does not override the opposing combination of a negative and a positive commandment. So we have to make sure not to work on Yom Tov and to actually rest. But it goes more than just not doing the work. On Shabbos and on Yom Tov, we shouldn't think that, I'm just ceasing from doing work. I'm just having a cessation to the work. We should make sure to actively involve ourselves, that we have rest, that we have the proper menuchat hanefesh, rest of the soul, and menuchat haguf, rest of the body. A lot of times we don't have that. Yeah, we might not be working, but are we actively involved in enjoying the Shabbos? Are we actively involved in resting on the Shabbos? Are we actively involved in making sure that we have that peace permeating the home, feeling throughout our body, throughout our ecosystem of our own home, that we feel the peace? I always say my favorite time of the entire week is when Shabbos candles are lit, the kids are in bed, and we sit down, we get to read. That, for me, is the ultimate menucha, the ultimate shalom, peace, the ultimate rest, is sitting with my wife, and we're both reading, and we have our snacks, and it's nice and calm and peaceful. How can we ensure to have rest in our own homes on Shabbos and on Yom Tov? What can we do to bring rest and peace into our own homes on Shabbos? Don't just be the passive commandment, yeah, I'm not working today, but actively find the rest into your home. What do you do? Do you read the Jewish newspaper? Do you read Lahavdil? Of course, the first thing should be Torah and learning Torah, but after that's taken care of, what do you do? Do you read a Jewish novel? Do you read a Jewish paper? Or are you just sitting there and napping the whole day? That's rest, but it's not the active rest where you're bringing an element of rest, an active awake rest to your home. Just as the Gemara talks about how it's a positive commandment to rest on that day. What can we do to bring rest, to bring peace, and to bring the quietness and the menuchat hanefesh and menuchat haguf to our own home, as the Gemara talks about bringing the rest, doing the positive commandment of rest on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So too, we should make sure in all of our weeks, every week on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, that we bring in the rest into our homes, into our lives, in whatever way works for you. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 85 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.